Second Chronicles 20 says, believe the Lord and his prophets, and it shall come to pass. And I think God used you to challenge us with that. I know I need that prophecy. I'm battling neuropathy, but I believe God's going to give me the victory over that. Hallelujah. And the news of what has happened with me is going to spread through Faith Covenant Ministries. And people are going to say, I saw that guy back in February, and he was a pretty sorry guy. But now I hear that he's healed. In fact, here's some photos, video or whatever. So thank you, John. I embrace that. I love this guy. He's my brother-in-law. We've had some great times together. Hallelujah. In America, in the Orient. Let's do it again. Come on, let's do it again. So anyway, that was a precious, wonderful word. And it just caused me to think about it caused me to think of Exodus 15, which is what that song is based on. The horse and the rider, the horse and the rider. Yes. And I hadn't thought about it, but at Exodus 15, there was a great conversion that happened. And that is that the Israelite people were converted from just being slaves to being kings and priests. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Exodus 19 tells us that as they heard that song, there was a conversion that happened within them, and they went from being slaves to being kings and priests. Amen. And God, from that point on to today, just began to lead them, hallelujah, in Christus Victor, the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so they've been on that march ever since. Hallelujah. How many like being in that army?
Yes.
Part of that. And that's what I believe happens when somebody like Miriam gets a supernatural song like that, and you sing it, and then you begin to dance along with it. Tell you what, there's a conversion that happens.
That's right.
And you're born again.
Amen.
And I know I'm talking with people that have been born again.
Yeah.
Have Julie come to your church because she's been born again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Have Bob come to your church along with Connie, because both of them have been born
again.
Hallelujah. So we're different. We've been conformed and transformed by the renewing of the Holy Spirit, like what this brother was just talking about. And so that's our unique vision, because not all church groups have that kind of calling, but the people I've just described do, and you can be part of this. You can plant, just plunge right in to this group. Amen. We did as a church. We decided that God was not calling us just to be an independent charismatic church, but to be part of a God-breathed organism called Faith Covenant Ministries. Now, we had enjoyed the ministry of Reverend James and Sylvia Miley for years before that. But God put it on our hearts to jump in all the way. And even since we've jumped in, I sense our congregational life is better and awesome. more blessed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of your churches could stand to have more blessing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't let these guys go from this place until you sign them up, hallelujah, for a week or a few days of ministry in your church, because they will leave a deposit of the new wine.
Yes.
Why? It's not a big mystery, because the cluster met here.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
Get yourself some.
Yeah.
Before you go home, just like they did back there in 2 Chronicles 20, when poor, what's his name? Who was the king back then?
Jehoshaphat.
Man, that guy was in a sorry situation.
Yes, he was.
It says that the Ammonites and the Moabites came and surrounded him. And it sucked.
I think that's the Hebrew.
That's right.
It sucketh. Yes. Suffering succotash. So anyway, the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 20 that Jerusalem was surrounded by the Ites, Moabites, and the Ammonites. And so the city was just full of refugees, because these Ammonites and Moabites had kind of crawled their way through the Middle East and conquered a bunch of other towns. And so people rushed into Jerusalem because it had the strong walls. And so anyway, now here they are just pressed right up against the walls of Jericho. And it says the people cried out to God and to the king.
Yes.
And said, like, kind of like what's happening now in our nation.
Yes.
You know, this country's crying out and saying, you know, President Biden.
Where are you?
Yeah, what the hell is going on, you know? And he's just giving us a big goose egg of an answer to that, you know. But, you know, the people are crowding around him and saying, what? Come on, what's going on, man? And, but unlike Biden, their king humbled himself. And kind of said, well, God, what is going on? I don't really know myself. For we, and this is what he said. He said, for, you know, I don't know what to do. Sometimes that is the greatest answer to prayer.
Yeah.
God, I do not know what the heck is the answer. Furthermore, I don't hear anybody else coming forth with an answer. And when there's that kind of, then God can move.
Yeah.
And sure enough, somebody did. The fact that somebody humbly admitted that they don't know what the answer was. It says that one of the dependents, one of the guys, is actually an Asaph. He was from the tribe of Asaph, which is that prophetic tribe going way back to David himself.
Yeah.
You know, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, all those guys. The Holy Ghost came on that guy. I forgot what his name was. It was something like Barakai. I could look it up. But that guy rose up with strength. And had an answer.
Yes.
He said, the battle is not yours, but God's.
Good.
In fact, tomorrow you're going to see the victory. You won't have to fight these turkeys. You know, just wait on me. You know, and watch this great battle unfold.
Amen.
Where you won't have to really do all that much. So that was a word of knowledge, but then God gave the king a word of wisdom to go with that word of knowledge. And that word of wisdom was, I want you Levites, because you're the appointed singers in this outfit. I want you Levites to get your instruments. And I want you to simply start praising God with an anthem. And so they did. They got their instruments. And also I want you to sing. And they sang this very short but powerful anthem that went, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Help me now. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I don't know how long they had to sing this, but they kept singing it until it says the Lord sent ambushments among the two tribes, the Moabites and the Ammonites. And so sure enough, the Israelites did not have to fight those other ites.
Amen.
Because they killed themselves.
Yes.
Now here's the deal. They had been on a rampage through the Middle East. And so they were loaded down with wealth. You know? And so they continue to seek the Lord about what to do about that wealth. And you know, the Lord said, go for it. Go get that wealth.
Yes.
And so they did. And it took them not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days to go into where this battle came, where they kind of committed suicide. And it's called the Valley of Baraka. And Baraka means valley of blessing. Are you ready to go into your valley of
blessing?
Boy, am I.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Are you, Pastor Joe?
Yeah, we're
ready. Yeah, me too. So they went into the Valley of Baraka to take all this wealth that the Ammonites and Moabites had gathered up by defeating the other nations that were out there. And so it took them 4 days to bring all the loot back to Jerusalem. And so when I heard John's prophecy, I said, where have I kind of heard this before? And it began to echo in my Bible memory. And so, how many are going to look for it now?
Yes.
How many are going to look for your valley of Baraka?
Yeah.
I am. Really, too. I walk out of here with a treasure of believing God's going to heal me.
Yes.
And God's going to heal this little church and build it up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Build up my health. And build up Pastor Joe. Who I believe right now is is qualified to actually take over as the, you know, the pastor of this church if she had to. But I trust she won't have to do that. And God's going to use our church. We have just a wonderful church. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See this guy here?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a blessing.
He don't know you're talking about.
No, that's what's so good about it.
He
yeah, he's just very
that fast.
Yeah. And his mom has been, he's a multi-generational blessing because his mom has been a blessing. She's been part of the, even just the, you know, taking care of the garden and so forth.
And she cleaned the kitchen when she was here and able, better than anybody you could imagine. She's dedicated.
Yeah, well, God shows me when he sends a Jubilite. I mean, it's for at least a decade. We do not have flaky people. Look at Chit back there. Chit, give a wave offering. I mean, Chit, you've been a part of this church for, I mean, years and years and years. Hallelujah. Anthony. You're at least a decade, a couple of decade member of this church, and just a good buddy to me. And these guys, that's what I like. Somehow, these people have managed to be loyal to me, but they're also my buddies.
Yeah.
And you don't, Julie, you don't really see that a lot in Christendom, you know, and I see that in your church too. Hallelujah. So anyway, I got off track a little bit, but look at all the food over there. Come on, you got to admit that you've been wondering when I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to sandwich something, if you'll pardon the pun, in between. Let me have those of you that are ministers in other FCM churches, come on up into this area right here, just quickly, please, quickly. Take your place up here.
You want all ministers or just
pastors? No, I want all ministers, which means you, Miss Sylvia. And you, Monsieur Bob Robert, okay? And let's see. Yes, Pastor Joe, let's include you. Now, how many of you would like a special blessing of, you know, one of these? Then come on down and let these guys just lay hands on you. Then we'll pray over the food, then we'll eat it, and then...
Why don't some of you come over here? This side's good, too.
Okay, let's do this. Everybody else stand up. That which remaineth, stand up, please.